from the back end, and we're getting goals from our defensemen. Jamie Phillips is starting to get in his form, early form again. So, and I know we'll talk probably about the standings and the games going forward, so I won't give up that yet.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a moment. And more of the Mel Pearson Show coming up. Your questions very soon.
Hey, guys, everything is 20 to 50% off of the Dress for Success business apparel sale located in the Michigan Tech Campus bookstore. 20 to 50% off suits, tuxes, sport coats, wool coats, winter jackets, slacks, shoes, socks, belts, dress shirts, and ties. Tailoring available. Come on in. Let the Dress for Success shop fit you perfectly. The Dress for Success shop located in the Michigan Tech Campus bookstore. Open 8 till 5, Monday through Friday. Saturday noon till 4, with the public always welcome. Sale ends February 17th. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
All right, so Minnesota State Mankato losing on Saturday night after a tie on Friday night against Fairbanks means the Huskies are just a point back of the league-leading Mavericks in the WCHA standings, which is setting up for the big weekend down at Mankato. They are off this weekend. We are off this weekend, and everybody's going to be well-rested, Coach, for that series.
Oh, everybody's going to be rested. I mean, I don't think the schedule makers could have done any better job other than maybe this, you know, being if it would have moved to the last weekend of the regular season. But obviously, we're both in Alaska, which is sort of ironic.
Yes.
We both have the week off, and then we get to go there. And I give our team a ton of credit. I mean, they put themselves in a real good position. You know, looked like, you know, maybe, you know, even 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago that, you know, it might be a real, real long shot to have the opportunity to play for the league championship. But obviously now we're right there. You know, it's we got two games and we're 1 point behind. And, you know, we had all the pressure on us when they came up here. We were number one. We were undefeated. You know, and they came up here and we played 2 one-goal games. And obviously the first night we had the lead going in and we lost a one-goal game. And the second night I think we were down by a goal going in the third period and end up losing by one. So two hard-fought games, you know, real even games. So now we get to go down there. Hey, they're the number one team in our league. You know, they're going to be rated ahead of us, the number one in the pairwise. So we're the underdog. All the pressure's on them. We have no pressure. We can go down there and just let it all hang out. So we're looking forward to that weekend. It's going to be a great weekend of hockey. If you want tickets, you can call the Ticketmaster, Dirk. We don't have tickets here. I checked this morning. We don't have any tickets you can actually physically go buy for that weekend. But I had one guy call me the other night. He wanted to know if I could get him 14 tickets for Friday night down there. So, you know, and I had another gentleman come in. He wanted 8 for one night. So I'm getting hit up already. It's going to be a huge series. Regardless, it's just going to be a great weekend of hockey. I mean, you talk about some of the best players that you can see are going to be showcased in this game. And a number of them are our players. And obviously, you can call 1-800-745-3000. That takes you to Ticketmaster, and you just have to tell them, you know, you want to see Minnesota State hockey. And I did it this morning. I tried it to make sure.
Did you really?
You make sure you can get on there. So, yeah, I want our fans to have a chance to get tickets. I want our fans to come down there, and it's going to be wild. It's going to be a wild weekend of hockey, and we'll be ready, you know, and I know they'll be ready. And there's a lot at stake. I mean, I don't know if fans remember, but last year we went down there, and it was the last weekend of the regular season, and we were trying to get home ice. They were playing for first place. Those games were, and you talk about intense, mm-hmm. and we end up tying the second night, mm-hmm. and they didn't get first place, and we didn't get home ice because of the tie. I mean, so similar situation with a lot at stake here, and I can't wait. I mean, I'm so excited. I told the team, you know, I'm already on to the next weekend. Yesterday when we got home, mm-hmm. and we got home from a long night flight and long bus ride from Minneapolis. And I told them, I'm right into it. I want to come and practice tomorrow, but I'm going to give you guys at least 2 days off to, you know, get your school back in order and just get your bodies and your mind ready to go. So anyway, we're looking forward to that weekend. And Fairbanks did us a favor, and they're a tough team. And I know Minnesota State had some injuries and sickness up there. And but we've been playing through that quite a bit. So you're going to have that over the course of the year. And I know they're not making any excuses. It's a tough trip. But we're looking forward to that weekend. You know, they're a very good team, well-coached. Some great players. They've been one of the top teams, in our league the last 3 years. So it's a challenge. We got a big challenge ahead of us.
What do you think about Bemidji State and Northern Michigan, Coach, that series?
Well, not surprised. Not surprised at all. I mean, we saw Bemidji in here and how good they were. And I thought Northern might, would get one, somehow, some way, find a way to at least get one game there. But the two evenly balanced teams, sounds like they're two even games. And, the teams that find a way to get that one goal or take advantage of that one opportunity are winning the hockey games right now. They're so tight.
Well, it's funny, too. You talk about the similarities in schedules between us and Minnesota State down the stretch here. Bemidji State and Northern Michigan, they're playing two teams, us and Minnesota State down the road here,
right,
that are battling for different parts of the standings.
Sure.
And, so nobody's going to get somebody's off night, I guess, is what
I'm
saying.
Well, no. I mean, after we play Minnesota State, obviously we have Northern home and home, which is a big series. And after Minnesota State plays us, they have to go up and play two at Bemidji.
Right.
And Bemidji and Northern Michigan, as you mentioned, are tied right now for the last home ice playoff position. So how hard do you think those teams are going to play right through the end? So it's shaping up to be one heck of a finish. And, we talked about this league right from day one, how it was going to be an exciting league and with the parity and positioning for, getting into the playoffs, number one, getting home ice, number two. And then obviously last year came right down to the last game for the league championship. And this year might be the same.
All right. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more. Here on Mix 93, your questions are coming up.
Check out these monthly deals at Bucco's. All 15 and 18 packs of beer on sale. Pepsi 12-pack products, 2 for $8. All 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Stock up with groceries with Bucco's expanded food line. Stay warm with Keweenaw alpaca gear. Sold only at Bucco's, your exclusive alpaca outlet. Press your luck on the all-new Lucky for Life lottery game. All sales do not include taxes or deposits. At Bucco's Party Store.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
All right, we've got to get questions in here. We've got a lot of them. I hope we can get to all of them. We appreciate it. Let's get right to it with Coach Mel Pearson here on the Mel Pearson Show. First question, this one came actually after the show last week, Coach. I'm trying to weed through this here to find the actual question. You know what? I'm going to skip that one because it's just too difficult right now to figure out what the question is being asked. All right, we dropped in the pairwise rankings. This guy's just not very happy right here,
right,
Coach.
Sure.
We dropped in the pairwise. This is ridiculous. There are some of us who are rabid fans trying to make plans for the NCAA. and going to St. Paul, but pairwise in some